Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here is your host. This is the show where we serve what we call our big impact experts. That means coaches, consultants, service providers who want to make a big positive impact in the lives of their clients and their communities and the world. And today's guest is someone who also works with big impact experts and helps them with their impact. So Lucy Rosa Stagy. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, I try my best, but, you know, it's good to be corrected. And now I'll never make that mistake again. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for having me, Chuck.
And in fact, now that I butchered your last name, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit more about you and the work that you do to help coaches make a bigger impact.
Well, you know, for one thing, I just want to say that I started my online business later in life than most people. And it's because at 70, this was 10 years ago. I just turned 80. And you know, so for me at 70, I thought, oh my God, my dreams have just gone down the drain. What am I to do? I felt sorry for myself. My 10-year relationship ended. And I thought, oh, and so I wallowed in sorrow and then realized nobody was coming to save me. And so that's when I decided that I was going to start an online business. Well, I knew how to copy and paste. So I had a lot of learning to do, but you know, that didn't stop me. I just figured that I would learn one step at a time. So, you know, and along the way, everybody was telling me, take one step at a time, you know. So that's how I got through. And today I have an online business. I have a team and we are Launch Lab Academy. And basically, we started with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi when they started their new legacy in 2019. It was called Self-Education is the New Norm. And so their thought was, yes, people want information, but they want more than information. They want some expertise. And so they started a program where people who had knowledge and expertise could have this program and start an online business. You could be a coach. You could be a course creator. You could have a mastermind. You could just be a podcaster. You could be anything you want. Just take your knowledge and put it out there. And they had this vehicle to do that. And so we were very instrumental in helping them succeed because what we saw as I was an affiliate of Tony's, and I've hooked up with three of his moderators because we saw people falling through the cracks who needed help. And so we started our business modeling Tony's and Dean's, and we're successful. In fact, we got the 2024 Global Award for helping people in our niche. And so now we're pivoting. And one of the things I have done all through these years was interview people because it was always part of getting people in front of the camera, which is a biggie for so many people, but it's so necessary for your branding because people want to know who you are, what you do, and they want to know you and like you before they ever buy from you.
You know, it's so important. If you want to make a big impact in people's lives, you have to be visible. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. So I love that. Let's talk a little bit about the types of people that you're working with. Who's coming into your world? Who are you attracting? What are you hearing from them in terms of the struggle or their goals or what their needs are? What are you hearing from them?
Well, for the past 4 or 5 years, we have been working with individuals, mostly women over 40, 50, and 60, who are tired of being in the corporate world, not getting anywhere, tired of what they're doing, they're not loving, and they have passion. They have, you know, they feel like they have a message to give people. And so helping them start an online business, you know, using their knowledge and their expertise, they just needed the steps. How do I do this? And so we provided, you know, that framework for them and helped them scale the business. And along the way, they needed to brand themselves and we showed them how to do that. Now we're pivoting because of the AI onset in the last 2 years. It's obvious that if you're not going to use AI tools in the next 2 years, you're going to be out of business. So my team has hooked up with Tony Robbins, AI guy, who started a consulting business. And now we are consulting with small businesses and medium businesses who, because they're so overwhelmed. Only 2% of businesses are using AI tools because of the overwhelm. So the consulting of this is extremely important. So we help to assess their business, see where they are today, where they want to go, what tools they need, and how to implement these tools. And so that's where we are today. Meanwhile, I keep doing my podcasting because I believe that people always need to be in front of the camera. And one of the things that I can do is give them the stage to do that. And I like podcasting because I can do it once a week. I don't have to be there every day, you know? And so, you know, that's...
Yeah,
that's all
I agree. Podcasting is actually one of my favorite things to do. And at first started off as one day a week. And then we loved it so much and it was been so effective for us that we're now doing it 3 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been a big game changer. So, you know, if you're going to be in business, you definitely have to be visible. And a podcast is a great way to do that. So thank you for sharing the, you know, who you're working with and how you help them. I wanted to ask you because about mistakes that you notice that they are making that are perhaps making their journey to make an impact more difficult than perhaps it needs to be. What are you noticing? And we want to kind of alert people to avoid those mistakes.
I think what comes to my mind is limiting beliefs. We all have them. I can't do this. I'm an imposter. You know, I have this imposter syndrome. Who the hell do I think I am? Why should people listen to me? That kind of thing. You know, what I've learned is everybody is unique. Everybody has a message. And there is one person, even if there's one person whose life you can impact, then you have done a mass contribution to the world, you know, because it starts with the one. Because, you know, if there's one, there's going to be many others. And you're not going to resonate with everybody. But you will resonate with some. So it is important for you to get your message out there. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about who you can impact, what you can do for others, and not what they can do for you.
You know, that's really huge, what you just mentioned. And we see it all the time, especially at networking events. You know, in this, I keep calling it the post-pandemic world, but in the world we live in today, there's a lot of virtual networking events, and you see they get the opportunity to either share in small groups or sometimes they have a share opportunity to share in front of everybody. And it's so true. It's the most common way to pitch yourself is, what am I looking for? And come be my client, in other words, right?
Yeah.
And you hear this all the time, and it's so self-serving. Being an affiliate marketing guy, we get in a lot of groups, and I hear people say, I just need one more affiliate to just help me
be gold.
Yes, exactly. And or fill my event or whatever it is. And I'm like, no, what can you do to serve them? How can I help you? How can I make your life get better? And, you know, 30 years ago, when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I was one of those people, right?
Yeah.
And it was so hard. And you wonder, like, why did these people not get it? No. It's why didn't I get it? Why didn't I get that this is about service and not about gaining? And so when I shifted to how can I serve, things got a lot easier. Are you noticing that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for some reason, I saw the light when I turned 40. I remember because I was working with the Jesuits at the time. The message came to me very strong that serving others was the purpose of my life. And that message was very strong to me. So, you know, I didn't know at the time how I was going to do it. I knew how I was going to do it with students because we would take them to, you know, I taught in a very prestigious school. It was a college prep school where parents were very rich. And so we would take these juniors to third world countries to show them how the poor lived. And we worked in soup kitchens and whatnot. And these kids, our kids would see these young kids who had no shoes playing in the park, full of life, laughing, loving life. And when we would meet with them, you know, after the day was over, they would say, I don't get it. They have nothing. They're happy. And I have everything. I have a pimple and I'm miserable. You know, that kind of thing. It was like turning them around. It was like, we didn't have to do it. Their experience did it for them. And we did it for that reason, because it was like, you know, the message here is service to others. I mean, we are here to serve one another. You know, because if you're here to serve yourself, it just doesn't work. If you serve others, you're helping yourself anyways. If you make other, and we've heard it over and over, make enough people successful that you will be successful yourself. So, and it just does work. And success comes in many different ways. You know, for me at my age, it's much more contribution than anything else. Yes, the money is great. Of course, money helps you do the things that you want to do and get. And so, but it's so much more than that, you know.
You know, it reminds me of what one of my earliest mentors and influencers taught to me, and that is, you know, because in business we're always trying to pursue increased revenue and increased profitability and mm-hmm. how do I get more clients and lead generation and all the things. And it's like we were saying earlier, that's all the things that I want, mm-hmm. right? And words still just really ring true in my mind. And it is, and they said, if you want to earn more, then be more valuable to people. Be more valuable. And when you're more valuable, it's not about time, right? It's not about mm-hmm. your price of your package or whatever. It's how much value do you bring? Because when you bring more value, you'll earn, your earnings will go up as well.
Absolutely. It just works that way, oddly enough. Yeah. And it's been my experience also. So yeah, I'm very happy to, you know, I love providing this extra stage to people because people who are impacting people's lives need to be featured, need to be told, need to be heard, need to be shown. Visibility is very, very important. They talked about this in Put Up a Loser. And so that's what we're doing here, visibility, you know. So it is so important to provide that for people. You're doing that, I'm doing that, and so many people are doing that. And that's what helps people succeed.
For sure. So before I let you go, I'd love to hear from you. Like, how do people connect with you? And I'll have you send me all your links. But and if you're watching this on video, all our links will be there. But do you have any free gifts or resources, or what's the next step in terms of people learning from you?
Well, you know, that covers two or three things. I do have a free gift. It's called freegiftfromlucie.com. You can go to freegiftfromlucie.com, freegiftfromlucie.com. And that will give you a free membership to a new platform that I have. And it's a free membership, no credit cards, folks, because especially for those of you starting out in business, you need a platform. And little by little, you need to accrue things only when you need them. And so this is a free membership to a new platform where there's 30,000 eyeballs, no algorithms. So I offer that as a free gift to people. I want them to start somewhere. That's a good place to start. And it's a freebie. The other thing is, you know, I love to feature people who are, you know, even starting out in business, because people need to hear from people starting out, people who are successful, people who have been there and are pivoting, you know. So all along the way, there is a message to be had by someone for someone. And I like to provide that stage. So it's Lucy's Inspiring Stories that I do once a week, every Thursday. And so, yeah, those two things for sure. And I'd like, you know, that information to be available to people.
Absolutely. Well, if you're watching this on video, look in the description below. All Lucy's links are right there. And if you're listening to us on podcast, it's all there in the show notes as well. Lucy, thank you for taking the time to share about yourself, your journey, and how you can help people make a bigger positive impact with the work that they're doing. Any final piece of advice, words of wisdom for our audience today?
Absolutely. You know, here I just turned 80. I just want to let you know that there is no age. Age is just a number. You're never too old to start, and you're never too old to reinvent yourself. Inventing yourself is wonderful. I can't wait. I'm thinking about how am I going to reinvent myself as an octogenarian. I can't, you know, I have my thoughts already. And so, you know, just always think of how you can become a better version of yourself.
Great words to end this episode by. Thank you, Lucy, so much. And to our audience, thank you as well. Remember to make this time really count. Take one action step that you heard us talk about here today and take that step today. Just take the next step. You don't always have to see the whole staircase. Just take the next step. Remember, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. You might be one collaboration away from that big breakthrough you need in your business, and perhaps Lucy is that person to collaborate with. In the meantime, keep moving forward, everybody, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests.
These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.